tomorrow may bring, but I ain't gonna worry at all. Cause a life of worry is a burdensome thing. I'm gonna help myself a bottle. I'm gonna help myself a bottle. There's a jukebox down on a what you call street where the malts are mellow and tall. There's a doll down there who is clever and sweet. I'm gonna bake that doll a call. I'm gonna help myself a bottle. Bring on the fun and the good times. I'm gonna live it up big tonight. I'm gonna hoop and a holler and a spend my dollar while the spark is a burning bright. Well, a rich man sleeps with his head on a gun and a watchdog out in the hall. But a cat like me has a barrel of fun because he ain't got to worry at all. And he has himself a bottle. I'm gonna live it up big tonight. I'm gonna hoop and a holler and a spend my dollar while the spark is a burning bright. Well, a rich man sleeps with his head on a gun and a watchdog out in the hall. But a cat like me has a barrel of fun because he ain't gotta worry at all. And he has himself a bottle. I'm gonna help myself a bottle.
Isn't that just a perfect record?
Having ourselves a ball.
Yes. Sound, attitude, occasion, everything fits with this record. Lance Roberts, Have Myself a Ball. Great.
We don't know what's going to happen tomorrow.
That's right. Well, we do know what's going to happen tomorrow. It's going to be just the same as it is today.
Yeah, we're in Germany, so we have our second lockdown. Mm-hmm. And it's been extended and extended again and then extended again.
Of course. You probably would have expected us to do 3 shows a week during a lockdown, but no, we wasted our time.
No, instead, I had Bearable by ball and chain renovating my
yes,
living room.
Exactly. She put me on a chain and gave a hammer in my hand.
I let him out today. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and like on my way here, there was also some snowball fights.
Yes, it's finally snowing. For those who don't know, and why would you, there's been... incredible lack of rainfall in the last years in Central Europe. We had pretty much no rain 2 years ago. We had a little bit of rain last year, and we had somewhat okay weather this year. And that's why the first time in 3 years now we're having snow. We forgot what snow looks like.
Yeah, a couple of weeks ago we also had a few heavy falls.
Yeah, but only this winter. So yeah, exactly. The last 2 winters were as the summer completely dry. So that makes us kind of happy. We have a snow record here, which we haven't put up yet, but
we will play. By the way, this is Galligacho G.
That's
number
right.
20.
Number 20. It's 2021.
Yes, 2021.
The better year.
With a better year without a crazy orange guy running a big country in this world.
And I have to mention that of all things happening at the US election, which shouldn't really bother us here in Germany, but still the one thing, my big hero of the whole election is still, as you can probably expect it, Bernie. No matter where he's sitting, he always does a good job.
Yes. And since we've been in lockdown for a while and... Yeah, we've just been working on my house, and that's about it.
Your house was pretty much just holding together with nails and duct tape. Now I did some kind of more or less proper renovation.
Yeah, duct tape is a savior in many
places. It is.
I held it for a while. Mm-hmm. But anyway, I got a new record that I've been wanting for a while the other day, and I'm very excited to play this. I played a Penny West before and mentioned on the show that I really want this record, and I got it. So, Penny West and the Lucky Penny Trio, Lonesome Blues.
That's the artist.
On the Ozark label.
It's an absolutely great record. Sounds completely different than the other one. And the other one was with this great guitar break. And this one is completely different sounding. A really great record. Enjoy that.
It's perfect for all you people out there in lockdown feeling a little lonesome.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely incredible, fantastic records.
So funny because I'm so jealous of that record.
And I'm so, yeah.
He's so jealous
and
of mine.
And I'm so jealous of hers. These were two really, really great records.
I have to mention also, we mentioned before, we don't like accordions, but that one actually...
I didn't mention this on the... the only thing that I would call similar to your Penny West record was the... what was it called? It was Rangoon and Fire in My Heart by Bob Ballard.
Bob Ballard.
We played this some episodes before. It also featured an accordion, and it is just fantastic. It is really good. That's an instrument I never would actually become friends with. But these two records, absolutely fantastic. And there was only one record that I could play after that, and that was Don Burton and the Feds. And I tell you about that. One of my Yeah, as I said, I use the word favorite way too often. One of my favorite rockabilly records is Don Burton Tantalizing Baby, which comes out on an EP on the Dial label from Nashville, I think. And I've never seen one for sale ever. I don't know. I only know the label shot of it. And as I've been researching, the only song that's... I think Tantalizing Baby is on every third rockabilly compilation. It's like a classic that everybody knows, but I never seen an original copy. And I've been researching, looking for this thing, Don Burton and the Fats on Dial. And I happened to find this one only of the label shop. And... five or six, I think it was six altogether, 45 EPs by Don Burton and the Fats on Dial. Only past auctions, eBay auctions, or PopSyke and Gripsweat, those, you know, where you can see the label shot. And I never heard any of these recordings, but if he made six 45 EPs, with four songs each, that means he has, I can't count right now, 24 recordings made on that label that nobody actually ever heard, or the few people who bought these 45s. And somehow I have a feeling they all must be good, because the three recordings that I know is Tantalizing Baby, Baby That's It, and now I finally found one of these 45 EPs, and that's Don Burton and the Fats with Your Fire.
So beautiful.
It's really beautiful. The other three songs are kind of mediocre country records, but I'm very happy to have that. And maybe in the next 10 years, I can gather all the other ones and, I don't know, can put out an LP of Don Burton and the Fads or something. Nobody cares about this. Nobody would ever want that, but what? I do. Because all the recordings I know are fantastic, and so I expect something from the other ones. So if you have a Don Burton EP that you don't care about... Give it to me.
My address is.
Yeah, our address is Leipzig, Germany. I guess we mentioned that before.
Yeah, and on our website, you can also leave comments or
nobody
even,
does
even,
that.
No, and also maybe send emails. You can even sign up to be.
Yes, you, this
reminded
is
the, if there's a new show or
the
whatever.
The future
get an email,
is
so.
Now. If you don't want to look at our website every day, which I know you do.
Like, oh my god, I have a new show. Oh my god, they don't have a new show yet.
You can sign up for you get an email if we have a new show. Who does that? I don't care.
I did. Even though yes, I know when there's yeah. a new show, but yeah, it's pretty sad, isn't it? So I think we've got maybe two more listeners as far as I know.
Do we?
People have told me, but yeah, so we have seven. Okay. Maybe we're you know, we've evolved to seven listeners.
Wow, we're world famous.
The next one I'm playing goes along with the ones we just played. They're a little
yeah, that
similar.
Would be a good set that goes together pretty well. Yeah,
it is Gypsy Love by Chris Stamos on the Dart label. Mm-hmm.
Gypsy love, a gypsy love, gypsy love, gypsy love affair. There's a gypsy touch in my heart. I'm the target for Cupid's dart. There's a thunderous sound in my ear every time I hold you near. Gypsy love, a gypsy love, gypsy love, gypsy love affair. Please be here, please be near, here or there, anywhere. Gypsy love affair. Gypsy love, gypsy love, gypsy love affair. There's a gypsy fire on her lips. There's a special light in her eyes. There's a gypsy dwells in the hearts of the one I idolize. Gypsy love, a gypsy love, gypsy love, gypsy love affair. Please be here, please be near, here or there, anywhere. Gypsy love, gypsy love affair.
Got a little girl, the love of time. and she's sweet. She's sweet as wine, but there are times she makes me sad. Got a little girl who's good and bad. Yeah, got a little girl who's good and bad. Every night we date, she likes to dance, and we have fun, but no romance. For she won't kiss, she gets me mad. Got a little girl who's good and bad. Yeah, got a little girl who's good and bad. Every time she's good as gold. But there are times she acts so cold. I get the blues like I ain't had. Got a little girl who's good and bad. Yeah, got a little girl who's good and bad. She's good as gold. But there are times she acts so cold. I get the blues like I ain't had. Got a little girl who's good and bad. Yeah, got a little girl who's good and bad. Got a little girl who's good and bad. Yeah.
Scott, I just started cracking up and I didn't know why until I realized it.
I kept understanding I have a little girl who's good in bed. I'm like,
she's good in bed.
He's good in bed, but yes. I understood bed.
Because she was asking me, does he sing she's good in bed? I said, yeah, she's good in bed. What do you mean? Like, oh no, now I understood it. Good and bad. This is not an under... An, what is it called? And not an explicit show. So
keep the bedroom stories to yourself.
Yes. It was Jerry Wallace on Challenge, Good and Bad. Kind of okay. And yeah, good and bad. I put this record in my bed.
Well, you can't be good or bad in bed. So.
Well,
since you played a song about a girly, I thought I'd play a song about a gal. My gal, Gertie.
That's a funny one.
Dub Dickerson.
She'll cut you if you stand and shoot you if you run. That's great.
Yeah, so, good and bad also.
Yonder she stands with a bright blonde hair, a sunshine smile, lots of loving to share. When she's around, all the guys are flirty, but she don't go for that. That's my gal Gertie. She likes to have fun when the sun goes down. She goes gallivanting with her bangs hanging down. She's neat, she's sweet, yes, she's for me. Stay away, oh boy, that's my gal Gertie. We went to Oklahoma honky-tonkin' one night. Everything was kind of quiet till they started to fight. When she got through giving that place a whirl, you could hear them all say, that's a dangerous girl. When me and Gertie go stepping out, we leave folks a-talking for miles about. We leave out early and we come in late. If we die real young, that'll be our fate. Trouble begins, there's nothing to fear if a cop walks in. She's as innocent as a newborn baby. When a question is asked, the answer is maybe. As solid as a rock and as pure as gold, she wants to live when she's young and dream when she's old. No, 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 there's no doubt about her. Since I met that blonde, I can't do without her. One thing more I want to make clear, when she gets mad, she's as mean as a bear. She's got a knife and a 44 gun. She'll cut you if you stand and shoot you if you run.
She's not like Kate, Sally, Betty, or Sal. She's got what it takes. Take a look at that gal. She's neat, she's sweet, yes, she's for me. Stay away, old boy, that's my gal, Gertie. Sitting home, crying my heart out. The blues keep calling, calling my name. Since my best friend came and told me that my girl and his girl are the same. Cold room, draped in sorrow. Jealous heart, loaded with shame. Since my best friend came and told me that my girl and his girl are the same. Waited for my baby all night. She got in the wrong corral. I found out that she's been stepping out on me with my very best pal. Fool, fool, fool that I was. Learned my lesson, lost in the game. Since my best friend came and told me that my girl and his girl are the same. In the game, since my best friend came and told me that my girl and his girl are the same.
What a cute little bluesy thing that was. Danny Dill, My Girl and His Girl on ABC Paramount. I like that.
That's all you gotta say?
What else?
It brought the mood down really low.
Okay, what else can I say about this record? It doesn't say much.
It
has a sticker that came out on April 2nd, 56. BMI. It has this BMI licensing sticker. It's good, so I can confirm the age of this record. Okay.
Well, April 1st? No,
April 2nd.
It was April Fool's.
Ha ha.
So this what one... You got? Is one that it's not the best version of the song, but I still like it. Bob Rorick, Walk On Boy on the VPR label.
What is the version that I like most? I think that's the version I heard first. I forgot. Yes, I have it in my box. I'm going to look for it. Maybe I play it.
I can't think of it either. I should have maybe thought of that before I put it on.
Ah, damn it. This version is also nice, but somehow it's... you know, when you learn a song from some artist once and that's the one you love, then any other version just come on.
Usually that's the case. But we've also found other ones that I think are really great. And then all of a sudden you hear another version. It's like, whoa, that one's way better. Mm-hmm.
But hey, listen to this. Bob what?
Okay. Bob Rorick.
I was born one morning. Rain was falling down. Heard my mama say to my pappy, let's call this boy John Henry Brown. Walk on, boy.
Walk on, boy.
Walk on down the road. Nobody in this whole wide world gonna help you carry your load.
left home one evening, just about the age of 10. Got me a job on the levee, toting water to hard-working men. Walk on, boy.
Walk on, boy.
Walk on down the road.
Down the road.
Ain't nobody in this whole wide world gonna help you carry your load. Rich man make all the money, the poor boy do all the work. Rich man live mighty high on the hog, and the poor boy live on the dirt. My old pappy told me just one thing to do. Find a good woman, be good to her, she'll be good to you. Walk on, boy.
Walk on, boy.
Walk on down the road.
Down the road.
Ain't nobody in this whole wide world gonna help you carry your load. Walk on, boy.
Walk on, boy. Walk on, boy.
Walk on, boy.
Walk on,
now.
Walk on, boy. Walk on, boy. Walk on,
boy. Well, yes, now, mama, don't you think I know what you've been putting out? Mama, don't you think I know that you've been stepping out? Mama, can't you see that I done caught on to your line? Say you love me, and you better not start crying. But when that midnight train starts rolling down that line, your long loving daddy's gonna have an easy mind. Play blues, bro. Don't you think I know you made a fool of me? My head is hanging low, Lord, you done married me. No use to say you love me, it ain't nothing but a lie. You done told me that beforehand, and then you left me high and dry. I don't never want to see you hanging around my door no more. Mama, don't you think I know what you done used me for? Don't you think I know you made a fool of me? My head is hanging low, Lord, you done made a wreck for me. No use to say you love me, it ain't nothing but a lie. You done told me that before, and then you left me high and dry. I don't ever want to see you hang around my door no more. Mama, don't you think I know what you done used me for? Well, yes, now, Mama, don't you think I know what you done used me for?
Oh yeah, I was in the mood for a classic, what do you call it, a slap bass bopper. I mean, yeah, just great. Jackie Lee Cochran, Mama Don't You Think I Know. And it even says who played that great piano solo. It says Jimmy Pruitt on the piano.
Not bad.
How often do you read?
They don't usually put the.
Yeah, why would somebody
maybe
do that?
He's so good. They're like, okay, or maybe he said, I'll only do this if you put me on the label.
Probably, yes, yes. This is great. I mean, probably heard a million times, but still as fantastic as it's always been.
Yes.
And as is this one here.
But we also just, we found that we...
Oh, yes, I looked in the box and I really could find the other version of Walk On Boy. And that was Gwen and Jerry Collins. That's the version I like best show. On Bragg.
Yeah, there's lots of versions of Walk On Boy. Yes, but that's, yes, I think, yes. also my favorite. But I like the one I played too. Hmm.
And but what are you playing really now? Another like classic, another really classic.
I've been waiting for this one for a while. I think I mentioned when we did a Waxahachie special show. That's the town where I am from in Texas. Waxahachie, Texas. 30 miles south of Dallas.
She can't talk about that town without sounding like this. Yeah. She just can't.
I worked on my Texas accent to kind of get rid of it because I was made fun of when I was, you know, not in Texas. And then when I get talk to my mom on the phone, it comes right back.
Yes, I hear that when her mom calls.
Oh, Mama, how you doing?
But anyway.
But this way, this is Ronnie D, the Blonde Bomber.
Ronnie Dawson,
a.k.a. how many names does he have? This is Action Pack.
Commonwealth Jones was one of his pseudonyms.
On the Backbeat Records.
That's a cool looking name.
Give me the downbeat, Maestro. I want to lay it on the line. Because everything I do, I want to do it in double time. When I take a ride in my car, I let it roll. Hear me? I said let it roll. I like to feel that wind in my face. Nice and cold. If you chicks are timid, you just better turn back. Cause when I take a ride in my car, it's gotta be action back. Hear me? Action back. Well, if your music's gonna move me, well, I've gotta feel the beat. Nothing slow for the heart, I want a beat for the feet. Hear me? I said beat for the feet. If you play it slow and easy, I can dig a lick like that. If it ain't action pack, hear me? Action pack. Well, a chick who's gonna move me, well, she must be gay and sweet. Well, two arms made for loving, a lot of rhythm in her feet. Hear me? I said rhythm in her feet. No squares ever tag along, just to be near this cat.
Gonna stop this for a minute because now we're gonna do a double spin of Trains and Devils.
Okay.
All right.
Shall I do it? I don't know. I'm confused. What are you doing?
I'm confused too.
What am I supposed? Shall I just press play?
Play.
Okay.
There's a big train rolling through the sky every night. You can't hear the whistle and you can't see the light. The people at the border, they would all get off. But the devil punch a ticket and they know that they lost. Where the big driver's rolling along the Milky Way. The people are a-crying and a-kneel and pray. The devil builds a highball, she's a-rattling through. They're rolling for the gates of hell with cargo and crew. Rolling through the sky every night. The folks at border never try to live right. If you make the devil jealous, raising hell of your own, he'll pay you back the compliment by taking you home. Every planet has a sighting where she stops for so. A million billion riders, but she holds a load.
A lot of devil porters with their forky tails. The hell trainers are rolling with no baggage or mail. She pulls up to the sun and hear the whistle scream. The porters dip their fingers in that boiling steam. They make the sun burn hotter till they're satisfied. Then dumping all their cargo, it's the end of the ride. She's a rolling through the sky every night. The folks aboard her never try to live right. If you make the devil jealous, racing hell of your own, he'll pay you back the compliment by taking you home.
Idea about a song, but I can sing like Elvis.
That was Virgil.
And I got trombone.
That was Virgil Holmes on the Ghost Train on the Atlantic. I did, spur the moment, miscommunication train spin.
I just thought she's, I want to do a double spin, and so Scaba did a double spin. Also good. What was the other one you
people
played before?
People don't know me. I am blonde, so I'm not very clever. I use that as an excuse a lot because it's true.
What did you play?
The other one was Hell Train by Stuart Hamblin on the RCA label.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and I'm going to do a record that illustrates two things. First one is, it's a garage record. And, garage can be anything. It can be poppy, it can be moody and whiny, it can be hippie like, but
what are you doing?
What is actually this thing they call garage punk? You know, for some people, punk is just a bad record. You know, if it's just some 14-year-old teenagers knowing how to hold a guitar and just doing something, and it can be bad, and then it's called punk. But for me, it's actually that kind of sound that they made in the mid-60s that sounded so raw and aggressive and powerful that we would just, like, you know, 10 years later, just call it punk rock. And a perfect example for that comes from the town of Toronto, Canada, with the Ugly Ducklings. It's actually been a quite successful record. Nothing on the Yorktown label. And the other thing that this record perfectly illustrates is the importance of sound. Because somewhere I read that, hey, Ugly Ducklings, Nothing, great record. And I heard it somewhere and I thought, Well, it's a good song, but it sounds like crap. It had this really flat, dull, absolutely no power stereo sound. Everything was just really boring, and I thought, well, that's the Canadian punk rock hit record. And then I found out why that was. Because it came out twice on the same label, the first pressing sounded just amazing. It had so much power, and everything was probably recorded in the red, totally overdriven and absolutely perfect, powerful sound. And it got some airplay and was quite successful. And I think then a year later, when they thought, okay, the people are now all interested in that, and we got a, you know, we are a big company now, and this is a big hit, so the people expect, it's 1967, people expect some really, you know, fancy stereo sound and everything, so they remixed it. They remixed the whole thing, and they just destroyed it. It's got that sound that you would probably enjoy on a Lee Hazlewood and Nancy Sinatra record. That's a perfect sound for that, but not for a garage punk record. And that's why I was long looking for the first pressing of the Ugly Duckling's Nothing on a pretty boring black, pretty much no design label on Yorktown. So if you look for this record, look for that one, a black design-free label. The later was colorful, like over-the-top design with pink and yellow and everything. But here is the absolutely amazing sounding, perfect garage punk record, The Ugly Duckling's Nothing. And now turn this up.
I'm here, baby, I'm sad. You're driving me insane. You're bothering me, man, yeah. You're rattling on my brain. I happen to mention what you said last night. You paid no attention, you just dropped out of sight. Baby, you know I need
love your walk, I love your talk. At your door I'll always knock. I just can't help it, dear, I'm in love with you.
So, two records that had absolutely nothing in common but being from Canada. And I played it. It wasn't actually such a great song, but I played it just because I can. Because that is the flip side of Jimmy Boy by Guido D'Amico. And I played you this before on a repro, a song that I absolutely adore. I'm in love with you and I'm in love with this record. And I was able to upgrade it. I have an original copy of Jimmy Boy by Guido D'Amico and quality. And that's pretty much
a high quality record
in pretty much mint condition for a very, very, very good price. And I tell you why that is, because it was graded, I think, VG minus or G plus or something. I thought, yeah, sure, I take it. For that price, I take it. And then the guy said, I think it was a guy who sold it, like, you really want this? I mean, it's got a warp. I said, yeah, do you hear the warp? And he played it for me and I didn't hear it at all. And he said, yeah, but I pay the shipping. He even paid the shipping from Canada here.
Canadians are so
Canadians,
nice.
Just fantastic. So those Canucks. And yes, so now I can call an original copy of Jimmy Boy my own. And I'm very, very happy of it because this is pretty much a mint copy. Wonderful. And since we are in Canada, I'm so happy about that country. I have another Canadian record. who did we play Indian Moon before by?
Ginny Wright.
Ginny Wright, exactly. And I think I mentioned that wasn't there a great version by some other band? And the other band is the Chieftones, and it even says
so good.
Canada's all Indian band. So probably the Chieftones were actually native Canadians. yeah, and that is Indian Moon. This is good. Listen to that.
Said I'll meet you when the moon is on high. She hugged me to her heart and then she kissed my lips goodbye. Like a compound in the still of the night, my driving master's searching for the moon to show its light.
Thank you.
telling you a story now, as it was told to me, about a covered wagon train in 1863. They reached the river just at dusk and drew a circle tight. The redskins screaming from the hills, it was an awful night. And as the morning sun broke through, a stranger rode in camp. The only living soul he saw was by the river's bank. A little boy with tear-stained cheeks came running to his side, and pointing to the smoldering train, these are the words he cried. There was thunder on the river, the battle had begun. The flashing of the arrow, the thunder of the gun. 40 wagons came along with Pop and Mom and me. We made it to the river bank where we made a stand, you see. Pop hit me by the river's bank and told me there to stay, that he'd come back and get me when the redskins went away. There was thunder on the river, the battle had begun. The flashing of the arrow, the thunder of the gun. Many years have passed since I sat on my papa's knee and heard about the wagon train in 1863. For Papa was that little boy, that unforgetful day. I never will forget his voice, each time I'd hear him say, there was thunder on the river, the battle had begun. The flashing of the arrows, the thunder of the gun.
I thought I'd do some Indian Romantic and the White Man Destroyed It All.
That's right. Tex Williams.
Obviously.
On Shasta.
His voice is so unique. Everything by Tex Williams sounds like Tex Williams. And one thing I don't like about the Indian Moon record is, did he or she ever show up? The story ends without a,
there's
you know,
no
without
sequel.
A happy end.
There's no sequel.
Yes.
We
that's
don't
bad.
Never know.
Hmm.
You have to use your imagination.
Yes, yes. So, I promised you a snow record because it's snowing outside and it's beautiful. And we had the other side of this before. George Darrow, Eyeing You Up. I think it's the better side, but yeah, according to the weather, too much snow is the one that fits here.
Too much snow. Snow. Old man winter has given me a cold, cold shoulder, yes sirree. Seems I had a date with a babe about it. I ain't a gonna make it, I'm a gonna be late. I just can't go. Too much snow. Snow. Snow keep falling and my baby keep calling and I can't get my tilapia to go. Snow's getting higher and my baby's getting tired of waiting for me and so I just can't go. Too much snow. Too Old Mr. Winterman, why you be so mean to me? Old Mr. Winterman, can't you see that I love her so, but I just can't go. Too much snow, too much snow, too much snow, too much snow.
Well, I'm riding on this train, and there are tears in my eyes, to read a letter from my home. And if this train runs me right, I'll be home on Saturday night, for I'm a 900 miles from my home. And I hate to hear that lonesome whistle blow. Train that I ride on is 100 coaches long. You can hear the whistle blow 100 miles, and the lonesome whistle call is the mournfulest of all, because it's 900 miles from my home. And I hate to hear that lonesome whistle blow. Well, I'll pawn you my watch, and I'll pawn you my chain, I'll pawn you my golden diamond ring, and if this train runs me right, I'll be home Saturday night, 'cause I'm 900 miles from my home. And I hate to hear that lonesome whistle blow. I will pawn you my wagon, I will pawn you my team, and I will pawn you my watch and my chain. This train runs me right, I'm gonna be home on Saturday night, because I'm 900 miles from my home. And I hate to hear that lonesome whistle blow, that long, lonesome train whistling down. Yes, I hate to hear that lonesome whistle blow. Lonesome whistle, long lonesome train, whistling, 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 whistling down. Yeah, I hate to hear that lonesome whistle blow. That
long, 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 long is this record.
That's a long, long, long song. I like it. That was Kenny Ball, 900 miles of songs.
I don't
on the
think
Jordan label.
I don't think it was the most exciting version. I think it got boring after a few.
I like it, but yeah.
But where was he? He was 900 miles from home. Where has he been? Could he have been in Baghdad, maybe? What a nice introduction here to play my favorite Jerry Reed record, Rockin' in Baghdad. We're having a Baghdad set now, and this thing is just fantastic. I know it's a classic, it's probably overplayed, but I still love it so much. Here it is.
Real cool man. They put a
the beat to the rhythm of their ancient land. Then what did they get? A crazy style, and it's driving them back then wild. They're rocking in back then, a hammering ball, a jumping in back then, a climbing the wall. Back then's rocking tonight, doing that boogie upright. They're going like mad, rocking in old back then. A long time ago, back in old back then, the dance of the seven veils was the fad. But Sultan got hip to these rhythm and blues, and now he's got a pair of rocking shoes. His harem is a bopping to a boogie beat. They've even got the camels hopping down the street. A snake charmer threw his little flute away. Got a guitar now and he's learning to play. Something's really happened to old Baghdad, cause they're doing that boogie and they're going like that. Baghdad's rocking tonight, doing that boogie upright. They're going like mad, rocking it old
shake like a snake, and they're making a Baghdad quake. They're rocking on Baghdad, a hammer ball, jumping on Baghdad, a climbing wall. Baghdad's rocking tonight, doing that boogie upright. They're going like mad, rocking in old Baghdad.
Charge out his wives around, so he lost them one by one.
Baghdad Daddy had 40 wives. Baghdad Daddy had 40 wives. Baghdad Daddy had 40 wives, but he lost them one by one.
First he started out losing only one. As the time went by, he was left with none. With so many wives he had lots of fun, but he lost them one by one. Everybody said that he walked too much. Everybody said that he hopped too much. So he lost them one by one. Baghdad Daddy had 40 wives. Baghdad Daddy had 40 wives. Baghdad Daddy had 40 wives, but he lost them one by one. But he lost them one by one.
What the heck was that? You never listened to the end. We learned two things about this record. First, that it doesn't make any sense.
Well, I don't know. Did we miss something?
No, I think they just made up a rhyme and that was it. There was no sense.
At the beginning, did they say why how he lost his 40 wives?
I don't know. I think they just made an instrument.
Is this a sequel? We missed the first side?
I don't know. What's the other side of that?
Five little numbers? No, I don't think so. Baghdad Daddy, the Beats on Design Label.
A record that makes no sense. And the Design Label has absolutely no design at all. It just says the word Design on a white label.
That's hilarious.
Okay, so yeah, that was a little Baghdad set. Baghdad, you're probably still not the nicest place to be at right now. I think they heard there was another terror attack, some Islamist, horrible, 50 people dead, something like that. Just not great. And that's why I pulled out a record called Valley of Hate. That was a garage record, pretty much an anti-Vietnam War song. Just so you don't you forget, this world is an evil place. This is a band called the Just Love, and love is written L-U-V.
Just love about a valley of hate.
Yes. On MS Records. And I think we will soon end the show with that. No, we will not end the show with that. We end the show... No, we have some more for you. Wait for what's coming. Here is the Just Love, Valley of Hate. Good one.
In this world of hate and sin, where the devil listens in, and men die every day, but people have nothing to say. In this valley of hate, I walk alone, no place called home. In this valley of hate, for tomorrow, I only live for today, and let politics win this war. The soldier has nothing to say, for I've watched my best friend be shot down, and people back home think he's just a clown. In this
fun to break up the party, but why don't you all go home? We've been celebrating, now it's getting late, and we want some time alone. Me and my sweet mama, we said I do today. Now here's your coat and there's your hat, I'm sorry you can't stay. It's been grand just having you over, but me and my baby got things to talk over. I don't wanna be the one to break up the party, but why don't you all go home? One to break up the party, but why don't you all go home? If there's a funny story that you forgot to tell, call me tomorrow on the phone. We thank you for your happy returns of the day, but now why don't you hit the road? It's nearly break of day. Have a heart and give us elbow room, or have you forgot that we were bride and the groom? I don't wanna be the one to break up the party, but why don't you all go? Please can't you all go? Why don't you all go home?
Yeah, why don't you?
Go home. Yeah, so we're having another lockdown. People, they're staying outside and going out. Stop it. Go home.
Yes, have yourself a ball at home, alone. That was another record with accordion. Exactly the type I don't like.
It was about a wedding, so I guess like, somehow weddings and accordions are some go hand in hand.
Okay.
I don't know.
The last
They're
record...
both bad. That's what I mean.
That's true. And bad is also this last record we played today. Was it in the last show or the show before? I played you Judy Swartz, Skyjack 71. And I had no idea what this record was all about, because I couldn't really figure out what she was singing, because I think her... she was not the best vocalist. I think I said she doesn't really know how to sing. I'm going to show you the flip side of this record. I'm going to show you two things.
Show him that she really can't sing.
I show you really that she... not
this
kinda
is not, but...
This is the worst vocal performance I've heard for a long time. But apart from that, the story that it is all about, the Skyjack, it's about D.B. Cooper. D.B. was actually just a miscommunication on the media. His name was Dan Cooper. And he really was a guy, that was a story that probably everybody knows, and I had never heard about it, who hijacked a train to blackmail money. A plane.
You said train.
Train? Did I say train?
Yeah, so
oh, sorry. I mean, he hijacked a plane and he pretty much blackmailed the crew for a whole bunch of money, and then he just jumped off the plane with a parachute.
Yeah, this is, the story is on the internet, I think.
The story is on the internet. It's endless. And the funny thing is there
I've
are...
never been caught.
He's never been caught, and I think there were copycats of this thing. After he did that, there were like, I don't know, 20 more plane hijackings with the same plan, the same exact same thing. Everybody failed at it. Everybody got caught, or it just didn't work out or anything. But this guy has never been found. He must have been, I don't know. There are several people who claim to be Dan Cooper, or several people who claim to know somebody who thinks he knows who is Dan Cooper. It's very mysterious. It's very entertaining. And it must be a story that's been, especially in the Pacific Northwest of the US, has been, everybody knows that. And it seems to be the, everybody knows somebody who has heard of Dan Cooper, because it's actually, it's my uncle or something like that. It's great. The story will be told to you by Judy Swartz in her fantastic voice. The story is called D.B. Cooper, Where Are You? We leave you with this. That was Galiga Shao Ji in the first show in 2021. And
Number 20.
Oh, so many 20s here. yeah. On the Lavender label, Judy Swartz. Goodbye from...
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking to you.
To me? Highfalutin Mama?
And Mighty Mishka. See you next day. I hope next Adios. Time we won't wait so long until we do next show. I think we had a pretty
we'll
long
stay on
gap.
Schedule, I think, yeah.
Somehow. Enjoy her fantastic voice and read the story of Dan Cooper on the internet. It's pretty entertaining.
But this big old tree was standing where I'm supposed to be. How like could I get hung up in this tall tree? Some men die with their neck in a noose. Me, I died hanging from a parachute. The hijacking was easy, and it all went as I planned. I had a spot picked out where I was supposed to land. The money then was brought to me. I thought that I was free. Now I'm hung up by my chute in this dango tree. Come and die with a neck and a noose. May I die hanging from a parachute. The case of bills broke open as it fell upon the ground. The money's blowing everywhere. I suppose some will be found. Well, it's getting late, and I'm longing for it to be anywhere but hanging from this dango tree. Some men die with a neck and a noose. Me, I died hanging from a parachute.
Some fine Jesse James Eisenhower. 200 grand, here I am, swinging in the breeze. Lousy squirrels, starting to snow. Dirty, rotten, and stone.
Hanging from a parachute.
That was a genuine bad record, and I love it. Goodbye.